Whalers in northern Alaska are off to a strong start for the 2011 spring season. Crews have been in full gear since the first leads opened up in the Arctic sea ice. From Barrow, KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
Whaling Captain Herbert Kinovac and his crew landed a whale for the village of Point Hope on April 22nd, launching what's been a busy season for North Slope subsistence whalers. Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission officials say as of Tuesday afternoon, Alaskan crews have harvested 12 whales and lost 6. That's 18 strikes used out of 75 total allotted for the spring 2011 season. Point Hope crews brought home 2 more whales Thursday and Friday. That's 3 total whales for Point Hope in just a week. Whalers in Wainwright landed their first whale Friday. They've also struck and lost 1 whale. In Barrow, Captain Ned Airy Sr. and his crew brought in the first whale for the community early last week. Ned's wife Dora says the Airy crew struck a whale shortly after 3 p.m. on April 26th.
I'm so excited. I just prayed. We've been praying for this day. And when we heard that my husband landed his whale, we said, thank you, Lord. We receive it. Receive the blessing.
Airy says she's looking forward to the gatherings coming up to celebrate the successful hunts.
We have to do some quick work, and we're going to cook for the whole community. Wow. And then we'll get an elder to bless the food, and we'll serve as soon as the captain announces we're ready.
Another crew from Barrow, led by Crawford Puckatuck, was next. They brought in a whale April 28th. With those 2 landed by Barrow whalers, they've also lost 2. AEWC officials say Barrow has 22 total allotted strikes this season, with 4 used so far. Outside the North Slope, Savoonga also landed 2 whales, with none lost, and Gamble harvested 4 whales and lost 3 this season. Alaska subsistence whalers still have 57 strikes available this spring. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.